A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Kuf Beis, Menachas 102b, pagination is 204. Starting midway on the page, middle of the line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. We're going to be dealing with different cases that a deviation was made regarding a mincha. A mincha is based off flour, and depending on how it's processed or presented, it could have a significant difference. Ha'omer, a person said, Harei alai b'machavas, I'm bringing a mincha offering using a machavas. That's the flat griddle. It does not have depth, and therefore the product is going to be harder. It's not sitting in oil. Ve'hevi b'marcheshes, and he ended up bringing it in a marcheshes. We mentioned the root word here, rochash. It's alive, as in rochash libi dover tov. My heart is alive with something good. Tehillim memhei. Rochash is that it's a deep pan. It has lots of oil, and therefore the product is soft, and when you touch it, it bounces back. It's alive. So, for our purposes, forgetting about root words, he said that he's going to bring it from the flat pan, which has certain presentation, and he ends up bringing it from the deep pan, which has a different presentation, or the reverse. B'marcheshes, he makes a commitment of marcheshes, ve'hevi b'machavas, and he brings it the other way. Masha hevi hevi, we can accept what he brought. If he doesn't say anything, he just brings it, and it's a very nice donation. But he did not fulfill his obligation, and he still has to bring what he said he would bring. But for our purposes of contrast in the coming cases of the Mishnah, note that it was kosher. Zulahavi b'machavas, if he said about this portion of flour that he's going to bring it with a machavas, and it's already in the pan, so it becomes sanctified in that way. Vehevi b'marcheshes, and then he switches it. B'marcheshes vehevi b'machavas, after he made the commitment that this flour would be in this way, harezi psula, that's a deviation in the offering, and it's possible you would have to stop it. The Mishnah continues with another series of cases that are different in what went wrong, in what got deviated, but the rulings are very similar. In some cases, it's pasul, invalid. In other cases, it's not going to work for your obligation, but we can accept the offering as a voluntary offering. He gets a mitzvah for doing it. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer alai shnei esronos lahavi b'kli echad. Normally, one isaron of flour is brought in the vessel, and that's the basic obligation. Over here, he made a commitment to do two isronos in one vessel. Vehevi b'shnei kelim. But when he brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, he brought it in two different vessels. Or, b'shnei kelim vehevi b'kli echad. He made a commitment to bring them separately, and he ended up joining the two Isronos into one vessel. Masha hevi hevi videchavaso lo yatza. What he brought is very nice. He gets a mitzvah, we'll process it, but he did not fulfill his obligation. Eilu b'kli echad vehevi b'shnei kelim. B'shnei kelim vehevi b'kli echad. If he specified that this flour shall be brought in that way, and then he deviated, Reilu Psulim, that's possible, because it accepted its holiness with a certain intent, and now you're deviating from that. And we can't simply say it's voluntary, because you said this is going to be the type of carbon described. In contrast, Harei alai shnei esronos lahavi b'kli echad, if a person said, a commitment of two portions in one vessel, ve'evi b'shnei kelim, and he's bringing it in two different vessels, amru lo, and in this case they caught him, they told him, b'kli echad nadarta, you made a commitment in one vessel. So then what happens is, hikrivan b'shnei kelim psulim, if he proceeds to bring it with the deviation, it's pasul. If he corrects it, it's kosher. Why in this case can we not accept it as is, as a voluntary? The reason is because they created dialogue with him. They said, Amrulo, they told him, you're not bringing what you said you would bring. And he does not respond. Says Rashi on the first wide line, the bottom of the page, Havalei lemeimar, he should have spoken, he should have said, L'shem neder acharina ma'isin ola, I'm bringing it as a different commitment. And he didn't respond. So he's trying to bring it for the very one that they told him, you're doing it wrong. If so, if that's his intent, then we don't have the allowance to just bring it as a voluntary. He's trying to bring it to fulfill his commitment, and if so, it has been deviated. The key point over here is that he should have responded. Amru lo, they told him, he should have responded. I'd like to mention the contrast. The Chafetz Chaim, for example, in Hilchas Lashon Hara says that if someone is accused of wrongdoing and does not respond, that's not enough to assume that he indeed did it. It's still considered Lashon Hara, Motzi Shemra, to claim that he did it. That's not called an admission because someone tried to pick a fight with him and he didn't respond, because it's actually a praiseworthy thing. Shomim cherposam ve'enam meshivim. People hear insults and they don't respond. Who says that he has to respond? On the other hand, over here, they're telling him a very constructive thing. You're doing it wrong. And he should correct it or explain himself. Pasuk says, ve'yisem nikiyim. You should be clean. Me'ashem u'me'yisrael, both in front of Hashem and in front of people. And he's not coming clean. He's just being persistent to bring his carbon the way he wants. He's ignoring the warning, and it ends up being pasul. A person who refrains from responding in order not to exacerbate a fight, so that has an explanation. The Mishnah concludes, Harei alai shnei esronos lahavi b'shnei kelim. A person makes a commitment of two esronos in two different vessels, ve'evi b'kli echad, and he's bringing it in one. Amru lo, and again, they tell him, you're deviating, b'shnei kelim nadarta. You made a commitment in two different vessels. Hekrivam b'shnei kelim k'sherim. If he brings it in two vessels, good. Nasnu l'kli echad. If he puts it into one, then it is a throwback to a case that we've already discussed. Kishtei menachos shenis arvu. It's like two menachos of two separate vessels that got mixed in, says Rashi. Second wide line, im yachal likmots mizubifnei atzmo ksheros. If it's possible to get the kemitza from each one separately, meaning enough of it is traceable that you could definitively get a kemitza of that mincha alone, of that isarona flower alone, then it would be kosher. Rashi points out, what's the big issue if I bring it in one vessel or two vessels? So Rashi says there are two problems. Number one, lo nodar ela kometz echad. If you said one vessel, you meant only one kometz should be brought. You bring it in two, you're bringing two kometzim. Also, the mincha itself in its presentation as an offering is either a mincha chasera or a mincha yesera. It has too much flour or too little flour if you're doing 1 to 2 or 2 to 1. And therefore, these things are considered deviations. However, if it could still be accepted as a voluntary, then we would accept it as such. If, however, his behavior makes it impossible to accept it as a voluntary, then it would be pasul. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.